Have you ever noticed how much the Bible uses the images of picture language and picture stories as a way of helping us better understand the truth of the Lord? Jesus was the one that most did this, especially in his parables. He would set a scene that had images and sensations, and then there would be different feelings that would arise in the listener, and obviously the people are doing things with behaviors that are illustrating the point, and then out of that comes meaning. There's the parable of the sower, a farmer sowing seed, or a couple stories of a great banquet being held. There's, of course, ideas of lost coin and lost sheep, and then the story of the prodigal son. All of these stories are meant to engage us at multiple levels so that we're not simply learning some concept, but as we are reading these stories, that all of a sudden we're able to picture them, to see these images, and then through visualization, allow these truths to go deeper and deeper into our own hearts. That's part of the power of story. I remember reading a book on preaching once. I believe the name was called Thinking in Story. And it encouraged the preacher to use far more story because of its ability, again, I'm going to use the same words, to engage the listener at the point of images, feelings, sensations, behavior, and meaning. There's a lot of elements that are similar to what would be called in behavioral science episodic memory, that the ability to engage a story that touches so much of who we are encodes it as an episodic memory deep within our own hearts. Part of that's our ability to allow the Holy Spirit to access our imagination. There's a term that's been used. I may have mentioned it somewhere in the past. It was, I believe, coined by a man named Walter Brueggemann. It's prophetic imagination. Prophetic imagination. The ability to allow the Holy Spirit to take over our thinking and to allow us through images to actually experience a truth of Scripture, almost like you're experiencing a motion picture, so that it takes it at a much deeper level into your life. I was teaching this last week at a seminar on prayer, and one of the things I was encouraging folks with was the ability to get quiet before the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to take over your thinking, and then engage in prophetic imagination at two different points. One, prophetic imagination can be engaged, the Holy Spirit overtaking our imagination, in helping us imagine the not yet. Some of the promises of God, the great white throne judgment of God, the banquet that's going to come at the end of time, being there as 10,000 angels give glory around the throne, seeing elders lay their crowns down, a world of peace, the New Jerusalem, allowing the Holy Spirit to give us pictures of the kingdom, of heaven. Another way to engage prophetic imagination is to ask the Lord to help you see the unseen that is all around us. Have you ever asked the Holy Spirit to engage your imagination so you could imagine angels? I mean, I believe in angels. I have never actually seen an angel in the sense of my own vision. But there's a great encouragement that comes to my heart when I allow the Holy Spirit to access my imagination, and when I think of the truth that there are angels around me, to allow the Holy Spirit to engage my imagination in such a way that I can imagine them. And what's interesting about this issue of imagination is that when we do it according to Scripture and we want to enter into some of these truths, all of a sudden it does impact not just the image that comes to mind, but, well, it impacts my feelings. It impacts my ability to perceive a truth that God has for me. It brings that meaning to a much deeper place in my life. I wonder if this is why St. Ignatius often said that when you read Scripture, don't just read it, enter it. Enter it. Be there at the birth of Christ. Sit with Jesus at the wedding of Canaan. Watch the little children be brought onto Jesus' lap. Be there as the Mount of Transfiguration welcomes Moses and Elijah into this encounter with Jesus. What St. Ignatius would say is that, to put the exact words into play, is that as we do that, all of a sudden we smell the smells, we feel the dust under our feet, we're able to be there and better engage in this moment to let the truth of God's word come deep inside of it. It's something that we ask the Holy Spirit to do for us, to actually bring us into these moments through our imagination. I think imagination is really important when it comes to our relationship with God. Oh, I'm all for concepts. I believe in reading and developing concepts and writing notes, but there's something about taking a truth of Scripture and allowing the Holy Spirit to impact our imagination so that we can see it that takes it much, much deeper. You know, I wrote a book, Every Breath We Take, and in it I encourage people to get quiet and allow the Holy Spirit to take over your imagination and then ask Him to give you a picture of God loving you or a picture of being at rest before the Lord. And there's something that happens to us when we allow the Holy Spirit to do that. It takes a truth deeper within us. I've developed a little acronym for it, of why we need to engage in prophetic imagination. So I'm going to use the word need here. Each one of those letters will be part of this acronym. N, do you know that when we imagine, neuropathways are developed? That's right. When you imagine yourself in the presence of the Lord, when you see the disciples there with Jesus at the wedding of Canaan, when you're imagining the fact of angels singing around the throne of God, there's something that happens that it creates these synaptic connections, and we actually develop a neural pathway that we can go back to. It's an amazing part of the synapses that are within us, where the axiom end and the dendrite end, they connect, and all of a sudden it makes it more real. Not only are neural pathways developed, but it encodes truth. It encodes truth within us. There was a behavioral scientist years ago named Hebb who said, what fires together wires together. And so when we see these pictures in our imagination, it wires up a truth inside of us. So that's the second letter, E, it encodes truth. The third letter, E, is it engages our feelings. This is one of the things we have been given as a gift from God, that when you imagine something, you can actually have feelings that well up within inside of you. And then finally, D stands for it does drive belief and behavior. And I know that memorizing Scripture is very important, and I've done that, and it's something that can be very helpful. It's an important way to engage the Word of God. But do you know, sometimes if we can imagine what Scripture is teaching us about, for example, being chosen, being adopted, being God's workmanship, being filled with the Holy Spirit, if we can imagine it, letting the Holy Spirit create images of it, it takes it a little deeper inside of us. It does. Why? Because neural pathways are developed, it encodes truth, it engages emotions, and it begins to drive belief and behaviors. You see, it takes it beyond being just a concept to being a transformational encounter with the Word of God. And I think this is something that's important that we could begin to do with one another, and that is to take some time to invite the Holy Spirit to take over imagination around what is both yet to come and what is unseen in our world, as well as engaging the truths of Scripture. I did this week at this seminar on prayer. I took some words, and I believe we've done this on our podcast, that come from the book of Ephesians, and I read them slowly, and they allowed a word to come out, and then they saw the word and asked the Holy Spirit to give them a picture of that word. And there were several people who were in tears weeping as God gave them a picture of things like what it means to be chosen, of being filled with the Holy Spirit, of being His workmanship. And all of a sudden, as they invited the Holy Spirit to use this process of prophetic imagination, something happened deep inside of them that took the truth of God's word and hooked it. It developed a neural pathway. It encoded the truth. It engaged their feelings. And now they're going to be able to see there's more strength to drive their beliefs and to drive their behaviors closer and closer to the Lord. Look, it's important that we develop concepts. We want to engage our left brain. But one of the things I think is important when it comes to the truth of God's word is that we allow the imagination, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to take the teachings of Scripture and all of a sudden engage them much more deeply into our lives. So I did this the other day as I'm getting ready to do this seminar. I went into the room where I was holding it and no one was there, and I started to walk around and I realized I believe that God sends angels to help us, and all of a sudden I just closed my eyes and I sat there asking the Holy Spirit to give me an image, images in my imagination of God sending these heavenly messengers to help us. And I was amazed as I sat there how my heart was encouraged. And I gave thanks to the Lord. And that was just one small example of the ability to move through this. What about you? Do you think it would have an impact on you if in your prayer time you sat down quietly and as you did, you asked the Holy Spirit to take over your imagination, and then as He did, that you would ask Him to give you a picture of the not yet? By the not yet, I mean the kingdom that is promised in Scripture, being there worshiping before the Lord in the kingdom, imagining those that have gone before, seeing what it says in Revelation about a great banquet or people coming from every tribe and every nation, every ethnic group across the globe. Wouldn't it be, well, a good exercise for you to give that a chance, to go ahead and ask the Lord to give you a picture of the not yet, or to give you a picture of what is unseen, the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the idea when we invite the Lord to help us, that He sends His warrior angels to be with us. I have a suspicion that if you're willing to do that, that you might find that it takes truth more deeply into your heart. The fact that we ask the Holy Spirit to help us imagine what is true in Scripture in no way makes it imaginary. It simply complements how much Scripture uses picture language as a way of taking something that's true of God's Word and bringing it so deeply into our hearts. Why don't you try it? Take some time and find a quiet place. Do a little deep breathing. Ask the Holy Spirit to take over your thinking. And then go ahead. Find a passage of Scripture. Enter it with Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit create its images and some sensations and feelings and the behaviors that took place in that story. And then watch what happens in you. Or ask Him about the not yet and the unseen. I think you might find that, well, something special happens. The truth goes deep, and all of a sudden you're drawn closer. May God bless you today.